Being a curious soul, I am constantly asking the why of things. One of these odd little side adventures in thought centers on why the cottage is sited as it is at Lychgate. We know that the area around the Great Oak was mostly an open field where cows grazed when Laura first arrived. People narrating the history of the area tell of seeing the oak from the roadway while driving by, and many of the present-day trees were either deliberately planted by Laura or grew up as a barrier over time. We also know that the large window on the front of the cottage was built to afford Laura a view of the trees outlined against the sky. But if both of these things are accurate, an open field and a desire for a view of the tree, then why place the cottage as it is today, off-center and toward the back corner of the property? After all, Laura writes in her final book and various letters about one of the advantages of being outside the city limits of Tallahassee when she first purchased the property was that she did not have to abide by certain ordinances, such as roofing material, etc. So she could have chosen any place or any angle on which to erect her home, so why this particular spot? One mundane reason might be her desire for privacy, placing the cottage as far as possible from the eyes of those traveling on the road bordering her property. But if this was the desire, then why not build the cottage directly behind or in line with the Great Oak, affording the maximum privacy and best view of the tree? Because of Laura's practicality and thoughtfulness, I don't think the location is an accident, and after some research, I believe the answer lies at the strange intersection of Laura's Germanic ancestry, a pre-Columbian visit by Vikings to Iowa, and the symbolic use of runes. As odd as this last statement might sound, there is a surprising amount of evidence to support the conclusion, and we will begin with Laura's ancestry. Research into Laura's family found that her grandparents immigrated from the Holstein region of northern Germany in the early 1850s. Though we here in America don't generally associate northern Germany with the Nordic image of Vikings, the Holstein region has a long history of Vikings and Viking settlements. Today it is still a central location for museums and archaeological investigations into these ancient people, and so we can safely assert that there is an ancestral connection to them in Laura's background. As to the Vikings' visit to Iowa, for this we turn to something known as the Davenport Tablets. These were inscribed flat stones found near Davenport in 1877 by Reverend Jacob Goss. These tablets depicted a hunting scene and a cremation scene ringed by runes that appear to be of Norse origin and dated to a pre-Columbian visit by Vikings to the Iowa area where Laura grew up. These stones were well known in her childhood community and were prominently displayed at the Davenport Academy of Natural Sciences. This academy was sponsored by an uncle of Laura's and provided a place for school-aged children to visit during field trips, as well as holding community expositions of a scientific nature. It is extremely likely that this academy heavily influenced Laura's upbringing and mindset, a topic I will explore further when we speak about her childhood. But it is almost certain Laura saw these tablets covered in Germanic runes and would have felt a kinship to the distant time and place of the Vikings. Now we turn our attention to the runes themselves. Runes are of a Germanic origin and are considered the alphabet of the old language of the region, in use before the Latin alphabet came into use. Runes not only comprise an alphabet of letters, but also had a symbolic meaning lying in the background, so that words held two meanings when comprised of runes, the word for the object itself, and hidden or esoteric meaning of each individual rune. The rune I'm interested in drawing a connection to Laura is number 16, known as Sigil, or from the Old Norse Sol, whose meaning was the sun. Its symbolic meaning would translate to victory or success, wholeness, or the embodiment of an impulse for self-knowledge or search for balance. It is a lightning bolt-like symbol, variations of which are shown in the accompanying pictures, but if you've ever seen the band called Kiss's name written out, the two S's at the end are these runes. If we overlay this rune onto Laura's property, we see something rather unusual. Of the three features of the property, Laura would have first encountered or created, the entrance drive, the great oak, and the cottage. All three lie on points of this rune. A picture of this overlay accompanies this audio so you can see the correspondence for yourself. So did Laura utilize a rune in the construction of Lychgate? As with so much, we are left to guess based on clues from her life and writings, but Laura had a mystical side grounded in the mythology of old Europe, and so I feel it is very likely she added a splash of magic to the potent potion that is Lychgate today, something we'll explore more deeply on the Leitmotif page of this site.